Okay, let's start today's daf. Avodah Zarah, daf Dalet. Avodah Zarah, daf Dalet. We are on Gimel Amid Beis, last skinny line. We'll start about 8 lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. My dechseva sa'aseh. We're still talking about Talmud Torah. We spoke about what it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu do all day. That was earlier. And now we get into Talmud Torah. So more chazals. My dechseva sa'aseh adam kidegei hayam karemes lo moshel bo. What does the pasuk mean that you make people, batasa adam, like fish, karemes lo moshel bo, lomanim shlu b'nei adam kidegei hayam? Why are people compared to fish? Right? People are compared to many things. People are compared to birds. People are compared to fish. People are compared to others. But here, fish. Lo malacha, ma dagim shebayam. Just like a fish, right when he goes up to dry land, miyad mesim, then he dies. Af bnei adam, kivin sheparshim midivrei Torah umen amitzvos miyad mesim. When somebody separates himself from Torah and mitzvos, miyad mesim, that is surely death. Right, this reminds us of the Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachas, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, where the mashal is given. Remember from Pappas, Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says there, Pamachas Gazra Malchus Risha, Malchus Risha. Right, the Romans made a xera that he couldn't be Osek Batorah. But Pappas Ben Yehuda, Matzah Rabbi Akiva, Pappas Ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva, Shoyim Makil Kilos Barabim, for Osek Batorah. He found them. Found Rabbi Akiva being Osek Batorah. He says, Akiva, Iyata, Misyarim, Ibn Malchus, aren't you nervous? So Rabbi Kiva gives him the mashal of the shual. The shual shoyim mahalech al gav anor v'ra dogim shoyim miskapsim milak on the makom. The fox looks inside the water and he sees the fish and he says, why are you running? Amrulo, mipnei rishasos. Shemivin alein b'nei adam. Right, the nets, the people are trying to catch us. Amr lahem, the fox says, Amr b'rtzonchem shetalul yabasha v'nadur anivi atem k'shem shedar avosehem avosechem. You want to come up to dry land? I'll take care of you. Amrulo, atem atohu shomrim alecha pi. You're so smart, lo pikeach ata la tipe shata. You're a fool. Uma bimakom chiyusenu anu misyarin. While we're in the water, that's where we live, and yet we're scared. Bimakom misasenu alachas kama bakama. We come out, forget it. Afanachnu says Rabbi Akiva to Pappas. Achshav shon yoshim oskim batora shekasaba ki hu chayecha varach yamecha. Kach. As long as at least we're learning. Im anu hochim umavatlim imen alachas kama bakama. We'll be finished if we stop learning. And it was lo yahu yamim muatim asha tafsulu Rabbi Akiva v'chavshuhu v'tafsuhu l'papas ben Yehuda v'chavshuhu and the papas ben Yehuda and says Rabbi Akiva ashrecha shenitfas al divrei Torah oy li shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. Right, and that's the life, right? We know also throughout history the Jews that gave up Torah and mitzvot, the Jews that weren't did not keep to the tradition. Throughout history, those Jews aren't around anymore. Those sects of Judaism. Right, it's all here. We're like fish. We're connected to Torah. And without that connection to Torah, right, then it is not a life worth living. Davar Acher. Now back to the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Madagim Shebayam, Kivan Shekadra Aleim Chama Miyad Mesim. Fish, if they have the sun beating down upon them, Miyad Mesim, it's too hot, they're going to dry out. Kachman, and that's how even in Hilchas Shabbos, how is it described when you take a fish out of water, when is it considered shochet, before you put it back in, it has to dry up a certain amount. The Gemara describes different places where it dries, near the fins, in the middle, but that's what's described by fish. So if the sun shines upon them, yad mesim, kach b'nei adam, kivan shekadrolem chamam yad mesim, so to people. Right, when the sun boils down upon us, then mesim, then we die. What does that mean? Yibayisem b'olam hazeh, v'yibayisem olam haba. Two different interpretations. What does it mean, the sun? Maybe the sun on us is like Rabbi Chanina. If you take care of yourself, cold and hot, everything is out of our control. Everything in life is out of our control. But taking care of ourselves, wearing a coat when we go outside, hot and cold, that is in our control, at least to an extent. Someone who guards themselves will distance themselves from them. So that you see, if the sun is beating down, it could be very destructive. That's one shot. Tosfos discusses here 2 points. Number one, Hakol b'dei shamayim. Tosfos says, Pirish, what does it mean, Hakol? Pirish, kol hamo'ra'os haba'os al ha'adam. Everything that happens to a person, midei yom yom, b'dei shamayim, everything that happens to me, that is out of my control, that's b'dei shamayim. Ve'en adam yachol l'harchik nafsho me'en, and I can't, if it's supposed to happen to me, I can't distance myself from that. Except for the weather, except for hot and cold. Right? Everything is out of our control. Right? It relates to the chinuch that we often like to mention in Reish Mem Aleph in the mitzvah of Nekama, where the chinuch discusses how is it possible to not to even have a taiva, what is the approach that we could take to try to defeat the urge to take nakama, revenge is sweet. He discusses exactly this point. It's out of our control. We'll get to the other chazal in a second. Be'ezus Hashem. But Tosfos says, everything that's out of our control. Misharshi HaMitzvah says the chinuch, sheyeda ha'adam, ve'yiten alibo, ki kol asher yikrehu, mitov ad ra, husiba shetav ala meis Hashem baruch hu. Whatever happens to a person, from good to bad, is all from Hashem. Lo yiyeh davar bilti ratzon Hashem baruch hu, nothing except the will of Hashem. Alkein kishet sayarehu, o yachiveu adam. If a person is the tool to cause me hurt, to cause me pain, yeda benafsho, I should know that it's not from him, the person's the tool. Yes, he, my friend, as a subject, will has bechira chafshes, and Hashem will take care of him. But as it just like Paro was a tool, and Sancheriv was a tool, and Nebuchadnezzar, they were all tools, but they were all punished. Because it's Jews as objects, and Jews as subjects. V'Hashem Yisbar Gazer Alav V'kach, V'lo Yashis Machshavos Adlin Komi Menu, Ki Hu Eino Sibas Ra'aso. It's not him, Ki Avon Hu Amesabev. It's all the rest of our lives, it's Avon, and therefore says the Chinuch, that's what we have to mention. But again, that's exactly the message of this Gemara. Hakol B'dei Shemayim, it is out of our control. Tosfos also makes another point, which he makes in many different places in Shas, the end of Tosfos Shomer. Tosfos says, V'chad Amrinan. Here it says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz B'sinim U'pachim. But we have another similar, parallel, but different statement. Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz B'yirah Shemayim. It says in Maseches Brachos. It says the Gemara, how do you put that together with this one? Hasamayri Be'mash, and Nigzer Allah B'shas Yitzira. When it says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz B'yirah Shemayim, that's talking about when a person is born, there are certain elements that are decided at that point for his life. Like it says, Kagon and Nida Tezayin, Gibor Chalash, An Yo Asher, Chacham Otipesh, certain inherent midos and attributes. But Tzaddik in Russia, but being righteous or being evil, lo, that is not decided, that's left to a person. Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz B'yirah Shemayim. Like the Rambam writes in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, everybody can be a great Tzaddik like Moshe, a great Russia like Yeravam ben Nevat. That is put in front of us. So over here, the context of this line is all external factors. But that Chazal is talking about really internal factors. All the internal, how much IQ I have, how much this, how much that, that's all from birth. But even that, Yirat Shemayim is excluded. Good. So that is one shot of what does it mean that Hashem takes out the sun as makdir upon a person? Maybe it means in Olam Hazeh. But the Gemara says the second shot, second to last line, Vibay Seymel Olam Haba. Maybe Olam Haba is referring to a kid, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, to Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ein Gehenim La'asilavo. There's no Gehenim in the future. Ella, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika, Umakdir. Hashem takes the sun out of its container, like we know from Rashi, the beginning of Ayera, Umakdir. And he causes it to get very hot. The Pasuk in Yeshayo and Perek Lamed that talks about this, that alludes to this. We discussed this in Navi Shiurim. Umakdir. And what happens? Risham Nidonin Ba, Tzadikim Misrapin Ba. That sun acts as a punishment for Rishayim, and that same sun acts as healing for Tzadikim. Right? The Maharsha here says, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. The Maharsha on all these Gemaras is crucial. A lot to say on all of these agaditas right here at the beginning of the Masechta. Says the Maharsha, let me just find the Lashon. Says the Maharsha, there's no difference. Amru Bazeh Adimyon, Ki Achama B'Tiv'a Achama, Elo Lefi Teva HaMakabel, HaMishtaneh Tishtaneh P'ulasa. Right, it's going to change based on the Makabel, not based on Hashem. Right, the sun is the sun. But it affects things differently. Ki hamelach nikrash v'hashava names. Kein humi pi elyon. Lo tetzi haroz v'hatov. V'lo tishtane pu'ula so yisbara ki im lefi amakabel. Rishom nidonin ba, tzadikim misrapin ba. And that's the pasuk that is used. Lefi teva amakabel she hakash mislahit bo bimheira. Kein o inyin bezeidim. V'kal osei risha. She yalait osam yom abba she ikaro l'tovas hatadikim she misrapin bo. So that's exact mashal. Just like the sun doesn't change, but things are affected differently by the sun. They burn, they melt, they get hard. All different things. And so too people. Tzadikim and rishaim. So continuing. Rishaim nidonin ba. Dichsiv. Where do you see that? The pasuk in Malachi. Kihine yom ba bo'er ketanur. There's a day coming that's going to be hot like an oven. Vahayu kol zedim, v'kolo seirisha kash. They're going to be like straw. As we just said, straw burns up very quickly. V'lihat osam hayom haba, amar Hashem svakos. They will be burned up. Ashalo yazov lohem shorish va'anaf. They won't have any roots. They won't have any leaves. Lo shorish b'olamazeh, v'lo anaf olamaba. So that's the pasuk about the Rishayim. The Rishayim will be judged with the sun beating down upon them. Tzadikim misrapin ba. Tzadikim, though, are healed through the sun. Dichsiv. Vizarcha lachem yirei shimi. Shemesh taka umarpe bichnafeha. The Gomer, the pasuk also says there in Malachi, the yirei, those who fear my name. My name is me. There will shine upon them a sun that is healing. Marpe bichnafel. V'gomer. V'lo od. Elashem is adnin ba. Not only will it heal, it will give them enjoyment. Sh'ne'amar v'itzatem u'fishtem ke'egle marbe. You will go out and you'll flourish like a fattened cow. Right? It'll be so good for the tzaddik. The Ran, you see on the side of the Gemara, on the line that on the bottom, Ein Gehenem Lasid Lavo, it says, Nadarim Ches Mabez V'ayin Shem Baran. So if the side, the Masoras HaShas tells us to look in the Ran, we should look in the Ran. The Ran in Nadarim Andav Ches says, what does it mean in Gehenem Lasid Lavo? Lav Achar Misa Ka'amar. Devata Ika Gehenem L'Rishayim. What, there's no such thing as Gehenem? Of course there's something called Gehenem. Right there, sometimes there's radical lines in the Gemara, you have to know exactly what it means. Right, the line we had back in Perek Chelek, right, Rabbi Hillel, I think it was, Ein Mashiach li Yisrael. There's no Mashiach. What does that mean? There's no Mashiach. There's no destiny. You have to figure out what that means. So here too, the Ron says, don't think it doesn't mean this. Doesn't mean there's no Gehenim. Lav lachar misa kamer tefadi ika Gehenim l'rishayim. Ela la asid lavo la achar tchias hamesim kaamar shaosan rishayim sheyu lecherpos ledira on olam kitachiv bedaniel lo yunidona b'Gehenim ela b'haydina. Right, talking about the different stages that are going to be in the future. Again, as we discussed in Perek Chelek, major machlokos between the Rambam and the Ramban, Tchias HaMesim, Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, when are all the stages? Says the Ran, of course, there's a Gehenim. The issue here is just when that Gehenim will be, and if it will be eternal. Good. Continuing, Davar Acher, says the Gemara, another pshat of why we're compared to fish. Number one, if we leave water, they die. If we leave Torah, then we die. Right? Number two, we had, just like if the sun shines upon them, they die. So too, if the sun shines upon us. Number three, Davar Acher, Madogim Shebayam, Kol Agadol Mechavero, Boleas Chavero, the bigger fish eat the smaller fish, Af B'nei Adam, Il Mali Mo Ra'asha Malchus. Where we're not for government, where we're not for rules of society, so then the greater, larger, more powerful people would swallow up the smaller one, right, survival of the fittest, and therefore we have to recognize that that's the natural state, and it's a good thing to have a government. And that's what the Mishnah says in the third parak of Perkei Avos, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Havi Mispalo B'Shlom Shal Malchus. One should always daven for the peace and the safety of the government. Shel male mo ra'o shel malchus. Without that fear and awe of the government, ishes re'ehu chayim bla'o, that people will just eat each other up and not survive. A number of interesting points on this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a commentary on Pirkei Avos. They put it out a number of years ago. And he says on there, Nira Lachora, asked Rabbi Yaakov, and other Mefarshim also asked this, but I'll read it from Rabbi Yaakov. What's the shaychus of this mission in Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is about Torah. Even if it's not about Torah, it's about Midos. It's about, like the first Rav Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos discusses, is to teach us that all of these things have to do with Torah, and messages, and Midos, and Hashkafis. What is this? This is just daven for the government, so there's peace? What does that have to do with Torah? So, Avol be'emezet Torah, says Rabbi Yaakov, it's a mistake, because when was this Memra said? Ki atkufa azot, sheba nemra Memra zu. This was at the time of Bayesheni. Tkufas Meridas Biryoni Yisrael B'Malchus Romi, as the Gemara describes in Meseches Gittin, when the Jews should have given up and should have given in to the Romans, but the Biryonim burned down the storage houses and they forced the Jews to fight. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to separate and hide and get his and sneak his way out, pretending being dead, to get to Vespasian to save the Chachamim. Shehem Savru, but these Biryonim failed. Sha'aleim Lefrokes Ula Shal Romi May Aleihem. We have to win. We have to fight. We don't need authority. But the Chachamim of that door, hisnagdu l'malach zeh, they said no. Umach mezeh, v'riach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, es atzmo l'toch machaneh shel sar tzava, romi, v'tzliach adizel hashir es chachmi ha-torah, u'beis anas l'pleita. He at least did that. But you shouldn't rebel. And that's Dafka. Lefize Dafka, Hahispaisus, Vahahisdabrus in Malchus Rishon, at that moment, Dafka giving in to the government and making peace with them, that is what saved Klal Yisrael. Right? When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went out and spoke nicely to Vespasian, that's what saved us. And that's what Limdanu, Rabbi Chinah Eskana Kohanim, what is he teaching us? He's teaching us Mispal B'Shlomo Shel Malchus. A person shouldn't just say, Lama Li Malchus, I don't need this. Because that's what the Brionim said, and it did not do them any good. Right? And that's why Dafka, Mispal B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, because that's how Torah survived in that time period. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah says maybe a totally different shot. The different shot of that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Because if you think about it, what do you mean? Daven for the government? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a more universal idea. Daven for the peace of the whole world. Shlomo Shel Malchus, every Malchus. Ratzal Omar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Sheyesh l'adam lispalel al shlom kol ha'olam, ulehitztaer al tsar shalachirim. This mission is about being a kol adam arev zel hazeh. V'chin gedarkam shal tzadikim. And that's what tzadikim do. They feel the pain and the simcha of others. Ach lehispalel al kol b'nei adam, sheya'amdu b'shalom, u'b'shlom esham malchus yishalom la'olam. You want everybody to have peace in the world, so if you daven for governments, so then everybody will have peace. The Chashuk Echemet here, my first one, and maybe that we're mentioning here, the Chashuk Echemet here, in this context, quotes from Meir Shapiro. Quotes an amazing thought from Meir Shapiro. Rabbi Chinah Eskana Kohanim. Why isn't it Skan Kohen Gadol? Skan Kohanim. Usually, if you're the Skan, that means if the president, right? If you're the vice president, if something happens to the president, then you become the president, right? So here too, if you're the Skan Kohen Gadol, so if something happens to the Kohen Gadol, you become the Kohen Gadol. So it should be Skan Kohen Gadol. There's only one person above him. Why does it say Skan Kohanim? So he suggests, or Meir Shapiro suggests, because at that time we know there were a lot of the Kohen Gadol position was paid off, was bribed, wasn't like real based on merit. So he deserved it, Rabbi Chinah Eskana Kohanim. But they kept putting in different Kohen Gadols instead of him. So he kept being the Skan to many Kohen Gadols. Skan Kohanim, the Skan of many Kohanim. And yet, says Amir Shapiro, he knew the MS, that Mispal B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, even though he didn't agree with the Malchus. And the Malchus wasn't giving him the position that should have rightly been his. Still, he was Sanu the Malchus, but still. That you have to have peace in the Malchus. The Chashuk Echemet uses that thought to discuss a case where if you have an assistant rabbi who knows a lot more than the rabbi, is it a bizayon? Are you allowed to keep that situation if it's out of your control because the political elite of the community are the ones that are appointing the rabbi? Okay, discusses that in that context. One more thought in this regard. In Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he has many, many pages on every Mishnah, but one thought that he has on this Mishnah is, why is it Mispalel Bishloma Shamalchus? Why not Lishloma? Daven for. What do you mean Bishloma? Says Rabbi Lau, it's easy to daven for the Malchus when there's war and craziness and hefker going on. Daven, please, please, peace. You have to daven when there is peace. When there is peace, then daven to keep the peace. Because who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Ein lekabelas tova social HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedavar hamuvan me'elav. Don't take things for granted. Ela yesh lashuv lispalel alea kol hazman. Having mispalel bishloma, bo'eis shloma shel malchus. Hatzorach lispalel hu gam be'iso shalom at the times of peace. Af be'eis shel malchus nimseis b'matzav shel shalom pnimi v'chitzoni yesh litros kol ha'eis bishloma. And it's easy to be mitorer be'eis sara. We have to be mitorer even b'shash shalom. B'shash shalom we have to. Right, and we know going to the Achronim say, right? We say An Hashem Oshiyan in the middle of Hallel. Even when we have Hallel and everything's great and wonderful, even then, An Hashem Oshiyan, Misfalo Bishloma, while there is peace. And he quotes at the end, but this is really the opposite of a Kutzker. The Kutzker says, Dafka Bishash Shloma. Why? Not because of what Rabbi Lau said. Because, maybe things will change. But when there's peace amongst the government, then they have time to think, okay, what should we do now? And they'll think, maybe they'll make Zeris against the Jews. As often we see, when governments are bored, that's what they do. When they're busy fighting wars and busy with other countries, they don't focus on the Jews so much. But maybe that's a difference. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Rabbi Chinina Bar Papa, Rami Ksiv, Shakailo Mitzanu Asagi Koach, Hashem does not fully show his strength. V'ksiv, and the other pasuk says, Gadol Adoneinu v'rav koach. Hashem shows all of his strength. V'ksiv yimincha Hashem nedori b'koach. Hashem is totally filled with koach. So does Hashem not show his koach? Does Hashem show his koach? Lo kasha kan b'shas hadin, kan b'shas milchama. B'shas milchama, Hashem shows all his might. Obviously, yimincha Hashem nedori b'koach. B'shas milchama, b'shas of showing the enemy. But b'shas hadin, Hashem moderates, and Hashem is more balanced and shows rachamim. So that's the difference between the two. Next, Rabbi Chama, Bar Chanina Rami, Ksiv, Chema Einli. On the one hand, again, we discussed this at length in Yeshayahu, Perachav Zayin, V'ksiv, Nokem Hashem, U'ba'al Chema. So is Hashem full of chema or is Hashem not full of chema? Lo kasha kan be Yisrael kan be'ovdei kochavim. Depends if it's Yisrael or idol worshippers. Hashem is very angry with idol worshippers, as we spoke about Avodah Zarah in the Hakdama to the Masechta. That's the chilek. Rav Chinen bar Papa Amar chema ainli shekfar nishbati. We're going to add in a couple of words. Chema ainli, I don't have anger even against the Jews. Shekfar nishbati. I already made a shvua that I'm not going to leave them. Mi yitneini. Oh, how I wish somebody would give. Shalonishbati. If I didn't swear, then Eya shamir v'shes v'gomer, meaning he would destroy us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the promise, but he, so to speak, knew what was going to happen. So even though we haven't been loyal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot leave us. The Zohar gives the parallel, v'losia le'isha, lo yucha l'shachal kol yamav. Hashem was ma'anis us, so to speak, kafal emarkagigas, and therefore he's stuck with us. We have to just do our best to make it a relationship that he wants to be in. V'hainu damar Rebbe Alexandri, ma'itach siv v'hayav yamahu, avakish la'shmides kol ha'goyim. Hashem says, the day will come when I will want to destroy all the goyim, avakish mi. What do you mean, avakesh? I will seek out. What are you going to ask? Who does Hashem ask? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avakesh b'nigni shelahem. I will check their history books. Rashi says, b'sefer zichron ma'aseihem. Not their own history books, but their history books of merits, mitzvahs and averis. Im yesh lem schus efdeim. If they have a schus, then I will redeem them. Be'im la mashmideim. And if not, I will destroy them. V'haynu da'amar Rav. Amai dechsiv, ach lo bi'i yishlach yad. Not be, not in anger will I send my hand. In befido lahen shua. So what does that last phrase mean? We'll have a couple of pshatim. Again, all the same person talking. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first pshat. Li Yisrael. Kshani donas Yisrael, ein ani donos on kovdei kochavim. I don't judge the Jews' sins as idol worshipper sins. Because again, ovdei kochavim, their averis are more serious. Dechsiv, ava 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 asimena vigomer. Which means I will judge them on their sins. Ela, on the side of the adzin, Abba Yisrael, ani parea mehem ma'at, ma'at, kepichel tarnagolas. Little by little, like a pecking of a chicken. Chicken pecks and pecks and pecks a little bit. So too, the averus, I will judge little by little, and I will give them punishments little by little. Right? Rashi says, v'chei nifra mehen ma'at, ma'at, behester panim, little by little, bivahayala echo. Liftosam me'avonoseim, kadeshi yisku l'chayalam abba. Right? I heard b'shem, contemporary Gdolim, that somebody once asked, what about Gog u'Magog? What are we waiting for? All the descriptions. So he said he has a Mesorah going back years and years and years, maybe from the, heard this first in the name of the Stipler, going back years, that Gog u'Magog doesn't have to be one event, one time period. It could be all of the tsaras of Klal Yisrael over the centuries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us. And he's not going to give Gog u'Magog at one moment in time, but over time, all of the tsaras of Klal Yisrael put together, there's no tragedy as that, and that's Gog u'Magog. And therefore, Mashiach will come tomorrow. Gog u'Magog has already happened. And therefore, that's what we daven for. It's already happened, and now it's like Pinchot HaNagolas. He gave it to us, not all at once, but, you know, over time, over 2,000 years, and now it's just time for the Gula to happen. Good. Dabar Acher, what else could this line mean? Kepefido Lahen? Afilu en Yisrael osim mitzvah lefanai. Ki im ma'at. Even if Bnei Yisrael are only doing a few mitzvos. Kepichol tarnagolin. Shemen nakrin ba'ashba. They peck around in the garbage. Ani mitzarfan lecheshbon gadol. I will be mitzarif. I will put it all together into one big calculation. Shneamar im befido. If it's just little land shua, I will put it together. Mefarshim 1 to the Taras Chaim asks here, you know, what exactly does this mean? Did we do enough mitzvahs? Did we not do enough? What is it? Not do enough mitzvahs. What does it mean? Hashem puts it together. Hashem is outside of time. Right? Madu HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarech litzarfam. Ein hefresh bein mi she'oseh harbe mitzvahs bebas achas, lo bein mi she'oseh harbe mitzvahs achas achas. Right? What does that mean? And what does it say? Mitzvah. Bnei Yisrael osin mitzvah. Mitzvos. See, he suggests maybe it's all talking about stucca. the mitzvah of tzedakah. So then if I give a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mitzarifit. Sometimes we put, right, the minog, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, both in Hilchas Tefillah and in Hilchas Tzedakah, to give tzedakah b'shas Tefillah. The minhag to give it during Vayibarach David by the Ha'osh Vakavil Milfanecha. So we think we just give a little bit every day. What's that going to be mitzarif? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all of our life. How many quarters, how many little shkolim did we put into the tzedakah box? And Hashem's going to be mitzarif that all lecheshbon gadol. Davar acher, or what else might this phrase mean in the pasuk? Bischar shemishavin lefanai ani moshia osam. Right, even though the word shua, right? So in the schar that they daven to me, ani moshia osam, I will save them. Right, really, we have to daven. Davening is opening up the pipelines. Rav Pinkus talks about this in a number of places in the psicha, tesharim b'tfila. Pinkus says tefila is the magic words. Hashem has such shefa to give to us. But he's waiting. Va'atovahu omeid muchan b'shvilo. Lo yavolo atovahu ela al yedei tefila. Shekachu inyin tefila. Shehi hasha'ar shahakol over darko. That is tefila. Ubali sheyavar derech shara tefila lo yetzi shum davar lefoa. Tefila is the way we get Yeshuos, right? And he quotes that from the Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, where the pasuk says, "V'kol siyach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz, v'kol eisav hasadeh terem yitzmach." Because Hashem didn't have it rain yet. What does Rashi say? "Kishen nigmara b'riyas ha'olam b'shishi, kodem shenivra ha'olam adam, v'kol eisav hasadeh adayin lo tzamach." It stood at the Pesach karka. V'lama ki lo himtir, umatam lo himtir, l'fisha adam, ein lavod esho adama, vein makir b'tavosan shel gshamim. Hashem didn't make it rain until the other Bereishis davened for rain. So he made the grass, he made everything to grow, but it was at the Pesach, it was at the edge of the ground, and it didn't grow until Adam davened for it. And that is a theme that comes up over and over. Hashem wants to give us, but we have to say the magic words. She'ein nitan davar b'lo tefila. V'kachuch kach b'metzias ha'olam. Mishesis yimei breishis. She'yamod akol al pesach hakarka. V'lo yinatin klum. Lo hasik b'gashmias. Lo hasik b'ruchnias. Ad she'yavo ha'adam. V'yotzie mi pesach hakarka al yedei tefilaso. With the feel for a tefila that we're grabbing it, that we're pulling it out. Mikamakom tzorach hakol laver derech sharat tefila. V'mo yivtuchu ha'sha'arim. Lo yoil. Ma she'hadvar muchanim u'myu'adim lanu. It's not going to help. It's going to stay there. And that's why we have to do what we can in terms of the tefillah. It's exactly what this line says. Bischar shemishavin lefanai, ani moshia osan, Hashem will save us. V'hainu v'aiter, hainu domer Rabbi Abba, ma'idav tzivah anochi efdeim, v'heima dibro like savim, I will redeem them, though they spoke lies about me, ani amarti efdeim b'mamonam. I thought I would redeem them with their money, meaning I will make them poor. V'olam hazeh, kidei sheyizku l'olam abba. Right, they didn't realize it though. V'heima dibra like savim. Right, sometimes Hashem gives us yisurin, and we don't recognize that it's only for our good in the next world. It's difficult for us to be able to see that. V'hainu damer pabi mishpei derava. A lot of hainus. Right, Rashi and Tosfos discuss: is it building on the previous lines? Maybe it's going back. It's all about mishpat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. My dechsev ani yisarti chizagti zro osam. I pained and made stronger their arms, the Eli Yechashvura, and they thought badly about me. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti ayasrei miyisurin b'olam hazeh, k'dei sheyizchazku zroa osam l'olam haba, the Eli Yechashvura. But it didn't work out. They thought negative about me. Period. Mishnabeach lu Rabbi Yavo l'mini. Rabbi Yavo was talking to some heretics, and he was saying how great the Rav Safra, Adam Gadol Hu, he was saying how great Rav Safra was. Shav kulei michsa t'leis ha'shanin, so they let him off from paying taxes for 13 years. Yom achad ashkechua, one day they found him, like, oh, you've been off. You know what, while you're here, can we ask you something? Amrule, they say, sure. Ksiv, he says, sure. Amrule, they asked him, ksiv, rak eschem yadati, mikol mishpachot ha'adama. Hashem says, I know you. I connect to you from all the nations. Alkein efkod alechem eskol avonaseichem. Therefore, I will put upon you for all of your sins. I love you, so I'm going to punish you. Man de'islei sisya barachme masiglei. Somebody who's angry puts it on the one he loves. Ask the meanim to Reb Safra. And Reb Safra has no answer. Ishtik v'lomelu v'lomidi. He says, good question. He has an answer. Maybe he did have an answer, but he didn't want to give it to them. Rav Safra, various stories about Rav Safra and his honesty. Says the Gemara, they got very upset. He's been off from taxes. He can't even give us pshat to a pasuk. Ramu le sudre b'tzavare. They wrapped a handkerchief around his neck. They started strangling him, it sounds like. The Kometzaru le, and they were painting him. Asa Rabbi Yavo, Ashkechinu. So also the son of Rabbi Yavo comes and finds them. Amar lehu amai mitzarisu le. What are you doing? Amru le, v'lav amrit lo adam gadol hu. Didn't you tell us he's an adam gadol? V'lo yada lememra la pirush the hypsuki. He didn't even know pshat in a pasuk. How could you see with Adam Gadol? Amar lehu, Amar dami lehu b'tanoi. B'kroi mi Amar lehu, I said he knew Mishnah. He knew Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, I never told you. Wow. Right? So he says, you could be a Bucky b'shas, but maybe not a Bucky b'tanach. Amar lehu, Maishna atun di'atun, so why do you know it? Amar lehu, anad d'shechachina gabechon. We, doesn't mean that he didn't learn it. Maybe he wasn't an expert in every pasuk. So we, who are shchiach to you, we're always constantly coming in contact with you. Raminon an afshin, umayinin. We have to know psukim, because we have to have discussions. We have to dam al hashiv. We have to know exactly how to have conversations with you. Inu lomayini, but they don't need to focus on it as much, so they don't. We discussed in the past, we had a shiur about the importance and the focus of Gemara, and the importance of focus of Tanakh, right? We have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And we have to realize that each one, we have to make time for, right? Rashi in Parshas Kisisa says, what's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? Someone who knows Chaf Dalet Sifri Tanakh. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says in Kisisa, right on the Pasuk of Kala, right? Chafta 24 Sifri Tanakh. That's what we have to know to be a Talmud Chacham. But obviously we know that Gemara is the ground zero, so to speak, of Torah Shebal Peh. This is the basis. We like to quote the Gra, that even the word Gemara, when Ravina and Ravashi sent it up to Shamayim, at the end, when they finished, to make sure, to get their stamp of approval from Shamayim, that this will be the basis of Torah Shebal Peh. So Hashem sent it back down with Gavriel, Michael, Rafael, Uriel, Rashi Tevos Gemara. So this is it. This is the stamp, and there's a lot of uniquenesses, and why the focus of Gemara, but that's what the Rav Safra's focus was, but this was the explanation of Rebbe Yavo. Before we continue with the pshat, there's an amazing Nitzotzei Or, Reuven Margolis in his commentary, he has one volume, one sefer, Nitzotzei Or on Shas. On all of Shas, he has one volume. So there, on Avodah Zarah, right here, in Oz Ches, he says, they strangled him. Because he didn't know pshat of a pasuk, they strangled him. Zehaf mafli, hayim b'shvil she'eino baki b'medrash aksuvim, o kidarash neged beis harish galusa chafsu l'hachnik oto. They wanted to strangle him? He says no. He says it's deeper. He says it's clear from other Gemaras. He quotes from Brachas Daf Dalet and Psachim Kuf Yud Aleph. There was a certain type of handkerchief or beged that a Talmud Chacham wore. And if it was on his head and he wore it in a certain way, that was the simin of a Talmud Chacham. Naktu Sudra Demar Ketsurva Me Rabbanan. Sudra Areshe says the Nitzil Tzior, what happened was, he was wearing it like a Talmud Chacham. What they did was, they took it off him and put it on his neck. Meaning, you're not a Talmud Chacham. And that pained him, that he wasn't in that category. V'lachein b'rosam she'enu yodea lo hashiv shamtu miroshu es hasutra v'ramu b'tzavarei v'amram shelo yitznof mikba'as tamad chacham v'lo yishukhrar mimuchsa. You shouldn't be free of the tax, you're not tamad chacham. And he quotes this from other sources as well. It's an amazing suggestion of the Nitzotzei'or. Again, not the pashas for the pasuk, but once you see that, it's like amazing. Wow, right, that's what they did. Right, they didn't strangle him, but they just didn't want him to get off from taxes, and therefore they took off his special siman, right, it's the tax collector. Right, the tax collector would come around, and he would go and take it from him. Okay, so we continue. So they're saying, okay, so you give us pshat in the pasuk. Omer lehu, medium line. Le malanat, you tell us the pshat. What does the pasuk mean? That Hashem loves us, therefore He hurts us. Amar lu Hashem lachem mashal lamad eredom la adam shenoshim mishnei bnei adam. A person that borrowed money from two people. Echad oavo veechad sono. One he loves, one he hates. Oavo nifra mimenu maat maat. The one he loves, he'll accept little by little. Pay me back a little today, a little tomorrow, a little by little. Sono nifra mimenu basachas. And the sono, right, that once, when the time is here, boom, he takes everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael, so little by little, it doesn't punish us all at once, it's too hard, little by little. While Umos HaOlam, maybe that subjugated us, like we learned back on that base, they're going to get it at once. La'asilavo. Right, Kadela Tardan mina olam haba, says Rashi. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Ma'idach Siv Chalila Lecha Me'asos Kadavar Azeh, Lahamitz Tzadikim Rasha, Avram Avinu says, Chalila Lecha, how can you do this? How could you just wipe out a whole city if there were tzaddikim there? Amar Avraham lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, chulin hula hu me'asos kadavar hazeh. It's chol to you. It's not appropriate. Lamit tzaddikim rasha. You shouldn't do this. V'halo, v'haksiv, v'hichrati mimcha tzaddik v'rasha. What do you mean? There's another puzzle that says Hashem does it, that the tzaddikim are ne'esaf with the rasha'im. B'tzaddik she'ino gomer. That's only a non-perfect tzaddik. Avo b'tzaddik gomer lo, when a tzaddik gomer is not, v'haksiv, u'mi mikdashi tachelu. V'tani Rav Yosef, atikri mi mikdashi ela mi mikudashi. The holy sanctified ones. Elu b'nei adam shekimu es ha'torah mi'alef ha'tof. Right, those who keep the whole Torah. So you see, even it's not the Gomor, right, is taken. Hasam nami, kiva chayi biyadam limchos velo michu, habilu kizadikim shinim gemurim. No, in those cases, unless we're talking about tzaddikim, even though they themselves were gemurim, but because they didn't protest when others were doing averos, they're ke'ilu, they're a tzaddik, she'eno gomer. And Tosa says it must be talking about a case where they could have protested, right? In a case where they won't listen, then you apply the principle of mutav she'ishogigin, va'yimezidin. But the Gemara here must be talking about cases where they should have given tochacha, though it's very challenging mitzvah. The Gemara elsewhere talks about the difficulties of giving tochacha. It is a mitzvah asei. There are the smak, if you remember, counts a mitzvah asei to accept tochacha. Arlas halev, umal Hashem alkechaz levavcha. It's a mitzvah for us to accept tochacha. We're not sure which is harder, to give the tochacha properly, or to accept the tochacha. But either way, this is what the context of the Gemara is, and that's why if somebody could protest and doesn't, so then he is considered a tzaddik she'eno gomer. Right, we're responsible not just for ourselves, but for the world around us as well. Rav Papa, one other amazing so'apshat, and that is, why dafka me'alef hatav? So the Torah Chaim says that every mitzvah is symbolized by a letter. L'kol mitzvah yeshoresh ba'osios shel ha'alef beis. Emuna, the shoresh is aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, starts with an aleph. Tzitziz is gimel. Gedilim ta'aseh lecha. Mitzvah maschila b'gimel. Kibud avayim is kaf. Kaved es v'yichav es yimecha. V'chein kol ha'mitzvahs. And this is the kavanah of the Gemara. Elu b'nei adam shekimu es ha'torah me'alef ad taf. Shekimu es ha'mitzvos shekalulos ba'osios me'alef ad taf. All of the osios that symbolize the mitzvos. Good. Rav Papa Rami Ksif. Rav Papa asked the following stira. Again, a Gemara that appears in Maseches Brachos and part elsewhere as well. Ksiv kelzoim b'chol yom, it says Hashem gets angry every day. Fiksiv lefnei za'amo mi'amod, and the other pasuk says, in front of Hashem's anger, who could stand? But the world still exists. So if the world exists, what does it mean that Hashem gets angry every day? We're still here. Lo kasha kam b'yachid kam b'tzibur. A yachid cannot stand with Hashem's anger. A tzibur could stand. Right? Even though it's b'chol yom, miskaimen, we are able to stand because of the koach of the tzibur. Tan rabbanan, kelzo in b'chol yom. V'kama zamo rega, Hashem gets angry every day. How long is it? For a moment. V'kama rega, how much is that moment? Achas mi'chamesh ribo, u'shloshes, alafim, u'shmona, meos, v'arba, u'shmona, b'sha. A tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of an hour. Zuhi rega. V'ein kol birya yechola l'chaven osa rega. Nobody knew the exact millisecond that Hashem gets angry. Chutz mi Bilam Arasha. Bilam was tremendous, very smart, and he knew when Hashem would get angry. Dechsiv Be, as the pasuk says about him, v'yodeya das elyon. He knows das elyon, right? Tosva says on top, mashma me atzmo v'lo benevua. Right? It's mashma that he was so smart, he knew it, but it wasn't even a gift. Give it to him. What's it nevuah? So Gemara says, "Efshad as behemto lo haviyada das elyon miaviyada." Right? He couldn't talk to an animal. He couldn't even answer an animal. An animal stumped him. But das elyon, he knew. How is that possible? So even before we answer that, we go into, well, where did the animal stump him, and where did he know das elyon? Umay das behemto lo haviyada beidna dechazu leidavirach lechamrei. When the other advisor saw that he was riding on a donkey, amrule, they say, my taima, they said in Parshas Balak, my taima lo rechata susya, where's your horse? A horse is more glamorous than a donkey. Why are you riding on a donkey? Omer lehu b'rativa shadile. Yeah, it's grazing in the field. I don't have it right now. Miyad, immediately, v'tomer ha'ason. The donkey all of a sudden turns to Bilam and says, what? Halo anochi asoncha. I'm your donkey. What do you mean? We have a special connection. Don't lie. And Bilam, in one of the most amazing psukim in the entire Torah, Bilam doesn't faint. Bilam just continues the conversation with the Aton. Amar la latina ba'alma, no, I just use you for heavy loads. What are you talking about? Amra le, she said, asher achavta alai. What do you mean? You ride on me all the time. Amar la akroi ba'alma, no, I've never, this is a one-time thing. Amra le me'otcha v'arayom hazeh, for all for many years. And the donkey says, you ride me during the day, and at night, we're also Mishkaf Behema. So, there, he could not answer the donkeys. That's where we see that Efshar Das Behemto Lo Havayada. He couldn't answer Das Behemto. There's a lot to say about that, the discussion, just 2 points. One is, we discussed from the Eila Hadvarim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such an amazing miracle? A talking animal. Why didn't he just send a baskol? Right, Bilam's on his way and a baskol should come out of heaven. No, Bilam, don't go, don't go. Why, Dafka, do you need a talking animal? Such an amazing miracle that's described in Pirkei Avos. So maybe the pshat is, he explains, that Bilam is going to use the koch of his dibur, lira. We know what makes a person different than an animal is dibur, like the Kuzari, the four levels. Domeim, tzomeach, chai, medaber. Inanimate, growers, live, speakers, medaber. Right? Ruach, the unkelis, ruach, memalola, a talking spirit. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Bilam, through the Aton, if you're going to use your koach dibur for negative lara, you're no better than a talking animal. And that's why Dafka, the Aton, was given the power to talk. Also, the related to that is the important Rambam, the Rambam's comment on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Again, we've had a shiur about this in the past. The Rambam on that Mishnah, the fifth parak. Hey, parakei Mishnah, hey. Asar advarim nivru ben hashmashos. There were 10 things that were created ben hashmashos. Pi haaretz, pi ha'er, pi ha'aton, the man, the keshes. The Rambam says all of those are just examples. What does that mean? This is the Rambam's Yesod. All miracles in the history of the world, says the Rambam, were not changes of nature. That would reflect an imperfection in the world. Hashem has to change something. Really, says the Rambam, every miracle was pre-programmed from Maisa Bereishis. Water is supposed to usually do this, but at this 2 points in history, it should do that, right? When it's split by Kriyas Yamsuf, and when it's split when the Jews went in, and when it's split by Elisha and Eliyahu, right? So that's going to be nature. But everything is pre-programmed. This, usually animals are not going to have the power to talk, but this animal will have the power to talk. But that's Teva. That was programmed already from Maisa Bereishis. The Rambam thinks every nace is really Teva. Just Teva that were, right, that there's no such thing as Nase, basically according to the Rambam, hashkafically. Because every Nase, he says, it was really pre-programmed. Shelo yichtum, he says, shebetchilas asiyas hadvarim nitan betivam sheyeasa bohem kol ma shenase. Bein shaya oso adavar nase verov hazmanim, vu adavar hativi, o shaya vakroi vu amofes. But it's still called the same. This is the opposite kind of approach from the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says really the opposite, right? Everything that we have, the Ramban talks about, is Nase. Right, it's just that we're used to certain things that happen all the time. But the Ramban says we have to believe everything is a nace. Says the Ramban. Umin hanisim agdolam hamafursamim atamodem nisim anistarim shehem yisod haTorah kula sheein la adam chelik b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu atshenamin b'chol devarenu mikrenu shekulam nisim ein b'hem teva umin hagos shalolam bein b'rabim bein b'yachid. The Rambam says that we have to believe in the opposite worldview of the Rambam, that everything is nes. So it's an interesting machlokas in hashkafa by the Rambam and the Ramban, but one of the examples is this talking donkey. But either way, that's the Gemara says that he doesn't know da'as behemto. So now the Gemara continues and says, Ela maivi yodea da'as elyon. So what does it mean? He knows da'as elyon. He's not so smart. Shahi yodea lechavein osa shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu ko'espa. He knew one thing. He can know the exact moment that Hashem would get angry. V'hainu tekamalu navi ami. Secharna mayatz balach ben moav. Uma ana oso belom ben ba'or men ashitim. Vada Gilgo, Lamandas Tzidkos Hashem. Micha says, we have to know the righteousness of Hashem. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Amar Lenakarish Baruch Li Yisrael. Ami, Re'u, Kamat Tzidkos Asisi Imachem. Look at how much I did for you. How much extra tzedek. Shelo Ka'as Yalechem Kolosan Ayamim. All the time that Bilam was trying to curse you, I didn't get angry. I get angry for a second a day? I didn't. Shem Ka'asti Alechem, if I would have, he would have timed his curse at that moment, and there wouldn't be no Jews left. And this is exactly what Bilam said to Balak. What am I supposed to do? I'm trying to curse the Jews, but Hashem is not letting me. Hashem is not letting me curse the Jews. He's not getting angry in this whole time. We don't have time to read it right now, but the Gra has an amazing thought in the Kol Eliyahu on this pasuk about Za'am Kavla. Why the first part of the pasuk is Kel, the second part is Yud Kei Vav Kei. He talks about two types of traps for a fish. Some pulls the tongue out, some pushes it back in, a resin and a chika, and he connects it to what Bilam was trying to do. Okay, V'kama Za'am Orega. V'kama Rega, Amra Memri Temerina Rega Kamemre. What is Rega? How long is that second? Kamemre. Enough to say, very quickly, Kamemre, like to say that, Rega. Stop there for a moment. Tosus, Vim Tomar. Tosus appears in Brachas as well. Ma haya yachal oma b'shas mu'etes kazu. Such a tiny second. So what kind of curse could Bilam give in such a tiny second? It's just a second. V'yesh lomar haya omer kalim. Destroy them. Right, one word. Claim. Takes a second to say that word. Less than a second. V'kadosh Baruch Hu avcho v'yomer melech. K'dasiv u'tzuras melech bo. So number one, he could have said, you know, a second claim. For Rabbeinu, Rabbi Elio, I am a Farish. Shein Sarach Rachla Haschil Kola Sobosa Rega. Maybe all he would have had to do was to start the curse during that time, and then he could have continued. And it would still be called that time. Teda Shei Rotzal Arpa Kolasa. We know from Sanhedrin that he had a lot of kolas he wanted to say. So he would have said a lot. How could you fit so much into that second? As long as you start in that second, that would be enough. So you read this Gemara, you think it's pure Agadata. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klaver, both use this Gemara, the Tosfos, as a Hatzdaka, as a defense, as an explanation of how people daven after this man. As long as they started during this man, so then they can finish after this man. Based on this Tosfos, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simen Kufyud, Osei, he quotes those that argue. And the Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch says, if you're running late, you should do, if you're going to miss the Shkia, you're going to miss the Zman, that's when you do what we call a Hechek Dusha. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in Ochos Kriyashma, you have to finish Kriyashma before Sov Zman Kriyashma. And, but the Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Deya, Ulanias Daiti Nira Mitosis Brachas, Dav Zayin, same as our Tosfos, the Holkin Achar Haaschala, Vim Hischil Bizman Tfila, Mikri Tfila Bizmana, Avabisha Messiah Malachar Zman. The Eretz Tzvi says this in the context of Su'udas Purim, and Mishloach Manos. You know, people a lot of times have Su'udas Purim so late in the day. So he says, look, they started Bizman, so then it could continue until afterwards. Okay, that's Kamemre. How do we know that it's only for a second? Or from the following, Chavi Kimat Rega, cover up for a regad yavarzam until the anger passes. Amos Rasach, when during the day does Hashem get angry? Amar Abaya b'tlashoy kamaisa, during the first 3 hours. Ki chivra karbalta the tarnagola, when the top of the tarnagol of the rooster is white. Kol shaita v'shaita michvar chivra, it's always white. Kol shaita islay siruki sumki, usually it has red streaks in it. Hahi shaita lesbe siruki sumki, at that second, there are no red streaks. Reb Shuman Levi, havi mitzara le'ahu mina, there was a certain heretic that was bothering Reb Shuman Levi. Question about the girsa here, bikroy. We'll read our girsa with psukim. He kept bothering him and catching him on Tanakh psukim. Yom achad noka tarnagola v'ukmi bin karad da'arsa. One day he had enough. So he took a rooster and he put it at the foot of his bed. And he focused on it. Savar kimata hishaita alte. I'll focus right when the streaks disappear. I'll curse that guy at that second. Kimata hishaita nimname. Right when before that moment came, he dozed and he fell asleep and he missed it. Amar, he took that as a simim in Hashemayim. Shma mina lavor achar lemevet hachi. Must be Hashem doesn't want me to do this. V'racham ala kol mas of ksiv. Right, racham, Hashem will take care of him. I don't have to take care of him. V'ksiv gam anosh let tzadik lo tov. It's not the tzadik's job to punish. Good. Tana mishmei Rabbi Meir b'shashama malachim menichim kitrein b'rashayhen. When the kings are putting their crowns on their heads. U'mishtachavin l'chama. And when they bow down to the sun in the morning. Miyad koetz HaKadosh Baruch Hashem gets angry. That's the moment. When all the kings start bowing down to the sun as the sun's going up during the first 3 hours. Amar of Yosef, lo litzli inish slusa de musvi, b'tlashoi kamaisa diyoma. Rav Yosef is giving us specific instructions. Don't daven musaf very early in the morning, biyoma kama, dereshasa, on the morning of Rosh Hashanah, biyachid, alone. So only those three. can't daven musaf and can't do it, can't daven musaf on Rosh, in the early morning on Rosh Hashanah b'yachid. Why? Dilma, kiva de mifkadina, since today, the Hashem is deciding, Dilma ma'ayni bu'uvdei, maybe they'll look at my actions, v'dach v'lei mitchi, and they'll push me away. So where it says, Yachi, may Hashem will push me away and give me a bad din. Right? Rashi says, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, because you're davening Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros, so Mifkadina Tfei. Hashem is more focused than listening. And therefore, you can't be Porish Benat Zibor. Hashem is listening when you say Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros. Maybe this is alluding, not Mefurish, it's alluding to the Rashi on Chumash. Big controversy. The Ramban understands Rashi in Parshas Emor, and the Ritva also as well, that Rashi holds that Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros are Doraisa. Right, we spoke about this a little bit in Shavuos on Daf Yud Gimel. Beginning, Rashi seems to say there also that certain words of Mikra Kodesh help make the Yantif Yantif, give it Kedushas Yantif. So that might be Rashi Lashitaso, that you could have Tefillah, words of Tefillah that are Daraisa. But either way, Rashi here says, Malchus Achronis and Shofros have special status. You don't have to link it to that Rashi, but you might. The Ramban there, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, in a well-known piece, says, no, it's the Rabbanon. And it gets into Asmachta there. That's the Asmachta Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. But anyway, the Gemara says, if there's a worry, Yachi Tzibur Nami, the Tzibur Nefisha Zchusei, the Tzibur has more Zchuyos. Yachi Tzibur the Tzafra Nami Lo. So what about Chakras? So the Yachid shouldn't daven Chakras then either. Kima Dika Tzibur, Tekam Matzli Loka Mitchi. Everybody's davening Chakras then. So if everybody's davening chakras, then even though you're not with them, but if everybody's davening chakras, then you're protected by the tzibur. Tosva says it's not as good. There's a schus of davening at the time of the tzibur, but it's even better to daven with the tzibur. The Lord says, 1 minute, Hashem is judging then? We had on yesterday's daf. Hashem is learning Torah in the morning. Efech. Okay, maybe switch. No, first he's judging and then he's learning. Or don't switch. Torah is also dangerous in that regard. Torah, dechsiv ba emes, dechsiv emes keneva al timkar, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu eslefnei mishuras hadin. Torah is about emes, so it's strict judgment. Din, dechsiv ba emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eslefnei mishuras hadin. Ironically, din, which doesn't, is not called emes, like Torah is, Hashem kedak lefnim mishuras hadin. Good. Yomei tera pegel simin gufa, amr b'shu ben Levi. Mai dechsev asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosam. Famous chazal we had already. Hayom la'asosam lo lomachar la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam lo hayom likol scharan. Today's to prepare. This world is to prepare. It's not to get the schar, that's for the next world. But we have to prepare. Mishatarach. Mi amr b'shu ben Levi. Kol mitzvah shisrael osin bo lomazeh. Right, the mitzvos come back in the next world, as the Marsha said. We saw this on Daf Beis. Shenemar Yitzui Dem Yitzdaku Yishmuv Yomer Emes Yitzui Dem Yitzdaku El Yisrael Yishmuv Yomer Emes Elo Avdei Kachavim. From Rishu Ben Levi, Kol Mitzvos Yisrael Osin Bolam Azeh Baos V'Tarfo Sosam Lo Avdei Kachavim Olam Haba Al Pneihem. Our mitzvos will whack the Umos HaOlam on the face in the future. Even with all of their tortures, we did mitzvos. Shneamar ushmartem ba'azisem ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. Neged ha'amim lo neamar. Doesn't say neged, elo leinei, right in front of their eyes. Leinei ha'amim. Malamed shabos v'tarfos lo avdei kachavim al pneihem lo olam haba. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue next time with Daf Hey.